Locker room chats here continue on 92.1 KMZ, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Quinter Profit alongside here head coach of the Valley Heights boys. It's Kenny Steinfort. It's been two games. The last time we spoke, Coach, Chapman and Clay Center lost in both those games, but games that your team was able to put up some of the most points they put up this season, back-to-back nights, putting up 39 points. So, Coach, tell me about these last two games for you and your team.
Yeah, you know, we played two, 4A schools that are good basketball schools, and had a chance in the Chapman game. I think we lost by 5 points there, but just didn't get enough baskets in and get enough stops at the end of a ball game to win that one. But, you know, kids fought hard and played hard and actually was in a game and competed in a game. And that's, you know, that's the first start of building something with this young group. And yeah, Clay Center, you know, they're good, another good basketball team that came in and shot well and did a nice job, and we just had a hard time defending the three-point shot with them guys.
Like you said, Chapman, that's the closest game your team has played this season. Kind of how do you build off of that, playing a tight and contested game, and where do you think there's growth and room to grow here with just three games remaining in the season?
Well, you know, we now know, you know, it you've got to get into some of those games so your kids understand, you know, what it feels like, and you know, you have to learn how to win those games. And you know, I think coming off the Chapman game, you know, we're starting to learn how to compete in four quarters now, and we're winning some quarters and you know, I think just to finish out the season, things like that, it's given kids the, you know, the mindset or the understanding that what we're doing, these small little, you know, building this thing, you know little by little, is coming, you know, we're getting there, we're getting closer, and it gives them confidence that they can compete in any game that they go out and play.
They talk about finishing the season, three games here remaining on Friday. Here it's Frankfurt, and then you'll have your last home game of the season next Tuesday against Blue Valley Randolph, then they finish out the season next Friday against Onega. What are some keys here for your next upcoming two games before next time we talk, with Frankfurt here on Friday and Blue Valley next Tuesday?
Well, you know, we're definitely going to have to come out and defend, and you know, we're going to play a good Frankfurt and Blue Valley team that have been very competitive here in the TVL, and you know, we're going to have to come compete and take care of the basketball. That's our biggest struggle right now we're too many turnovers in the half court offense, and we're going to have to be able to take care of the ball so we have more possessions to get the score of the basketball and then come out and play good defense.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 9 of our Locker Room Chats.
All right. Hey, thank you for covering Mustang Athletics.
That was head coach Kenny Steinfort with the Valley Heights boys. This Locker Room Chat has been provided by Blue Valley Technologies. We talk next time to head coach Kenny Steinfort. We'll talk about the next upcoming games for Valley Heights, Frankfurt on Friday, and Blue Valley Randolph next Tuesday.